Once upon a time, a broken arm meant a bulky white cast covered in classmates' signatures. But in the future, it will be a sleek, black, customized orthosis.
You know, we can loosen this. And then you can see here, so if the arm swelled, you know, you say, okay, now let's customize the adjustability to it, right?
That's Kurt Vetter, CEO and co-founder of Fixes for Kids. He's holding a prototype of a new medical device just going on the market. The orthosis is not only meant to improve on the old cast, but it also fits into a device that surgeons can use to better set the bone and the pins that hold it in place. Vetter says the hope is to reduce the chance of further injury or nerve damage and avoid errors that can lead to deformities. Broken elbows are the most common fractures in kids ages 3 to 12.
We're the first in the world to kind of take this problem of the child and want to improve it with medical technology.
The company was started in 2009 in the Silicon Valley. Vetter says they chose to move their headquarters to Salt Lake City for several reasons.
Utah's got a great entrepreneurial startup mentality, and it works well with small companies, and it's got a great environment for kind of building out companies that can do it efficiently and effectively here.
Vetter says it's twice as expensive to run the company from California as it is in Utah. The Salt Lake City operation includes a team of design engineers and a marketing and finance group. Most of the manufacturing is in North Dakota. Since the relocation, Fixes for Kids has received funds from local angel groups, as well as a grant from the Utah Governor's Office of Economic Development. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.